And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 19th of September, 2025. The publication of Reading the Hebrew Bible with Animal Studies by Ken Stone was on this day in 2017. Animal studies may be a recent academic development, but our fascination with animals is nothing new. Surviving cave paintings are of animal forms, and as Ken Stone points out, animals populate biblical literature from beginning to end. This book explores the significance of animal studies for the interpretation of the Hebrew Bible. The field has had relatively little impact on biblical interpretation to date, but combined with biblical scholarship, it sheds useful light on animals, animal symbolism, and the relations among animals, humans, and God, not only for those who study biblical literature in its ancient context, but for contemporary readers concerned with environmental, social, and animal ethics. Without the presence of domesticated and wild animals, neither biblical traditions nor the religions that make use of the Bible would exist in their current forms. Although parts of the Bible draw a clear line between humans and animals, other passages complicate that line in multiple ways and challenge our assumptions about the roles animals play. Engaging influential thinkers, including Jacques Derrida, Donna Haraway, and other experts in animal and ecological studies, Reading the Hebrew Bible with Animal Studies shows how pre-humanist texts reveal unexpectedly relevant dynamics and themes for our post-humanist age. Ken Stone is professor of Bible, culture, and hermeneutics at the Chicago Theological Seminary. And the publication of The Buddhist Chef's Homestyle Cooking, Simple, Satisfying Vegan Recipes for Sharing by Jean-Philippe Sieur was on this day in 2023. Jean-Philippe Sieur is a classically trained chef with a big mission to introduce more and more people to the pleasures of vegan eating. A practicing Buddhist for over 20 years, he dedicates his time to creating simple and tasty vegan recipes for his website, The Buddhist Chef, and best-selling cookbooks in English and French. This cookbook is another of his stunning collections of recipes that will have everyone running to the table, full of traditional crowd-pleasing recipes, veganized and packed full of flavor. The Buddhist Chef's Homestyle Cooking is a warm-hearted, comforting collection of recipes. The recipes are inspired by two universal themes at the heart of every great meal: flavor and enjoying it with those you love, and are brought together with a dash of the Buddhist Chef's signature sense of humor. Jean-Philippe Sieur's transition towards veganism happened progressively over several years. As he garnered more and more experience manning the kitchens and top dining spots, it became increasingly difficult for him to reconcile his personal decision to eat plant-based food with his professional role as a chef, creating menus whose star ingredient was often meat. Put simply, the more he prepared meat, the less he could stomach it. Jean-Philippe's discomfort finally reached a boiling point one evening as he cooked for city dignitaries. On the menu, rack of lamb. Jean-Philippe was suddenly all too aware of the dozens of lambs butchered for the banquet, which, ironically, took place in a funeral home of all places. That night, he left the restaurant world for good and has not looked back since. Jean-Philippe said, "It's all about compassion. The Buddha lived a protected life. They didn't want him to see the suffering behind the walls." That's a good parallel to make with our society. We don't realize that animals are suffering behind those walls. But when you present people with the suffering of animals, when you present people, thanks to the internet, with images of what's going on in the slaughterhouses, people are not insensitive. Everybody's against animal cruelty, but they don't know what's going on. I learned when I was doing Buddhist meditation retreats, you don't have to involve animal suffering to have a good diet. It's not necessary. I try to live according to the values of Buddhism, which is trying not to create suffering in any way as much as possible. We have to have compassion, even for hunters, because you're not going to change mentalities by dualism, by thinking me against them, we're good, they're bad. I used to eat meat a lot, so I try not to judge people. I try to practice compassion for animals and everybody. And here's a quote for today from the Lankavatara Sutra. So as not to become a source of terror, bodhisattvas established in benevolence should not eat food containing meat. Meat is food for wild beasts. It is unfitting to eat it. People kill animals for profit and exchange goods for the meat. One person kills, another person buys. Both are at fault. A quote from the 4th century Buddhist text, the Lankavatara Sutra. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that in the ancient texts, animals matter.